Hello and welcome to another Fast Five. This week it's Jem. And this week's topic from me is my books. I figured it was worthwhile giving you guys a little bit of an update because I was surprised a little while back when I got a message from my publisher that my first ever hardback book, Forgotten History, which I've promoted a few times, is getting a paperback edition and will be out in November. Now, I figured I would show you a little bit of behind-the-scenes information. I get the reports in terms of book circulations basically once a year, and the publisher themselves pays a little bit more close attention. But what was interesting is there was a huge amount of buzz and interest, and I got lots of articles in various different magazines and websites about Forgotten History. Everybody thought it was a great idea. Now, for those of you who don't know what it is, it's basically an edited and properly rewritten series of my Facebook posts. History Gems on Facebook every weekday has a little fact, a little nugget, and the idea is it's meant to be something a little bit unusual. For example, like recently I discovered that we all know that the Greeks had the four basic elements: fire, earth, wind, and water, and the ancient Egyptians agreed, but they added a fifth element, cheese. And seeing that there were opportunities to raise spirits from each one of the elements, that does technically mean that the ancient Egyptians were worried about cheese demons or cheese spirits or something like that. Weird. Anyway, that's one that didn't actually go into the book, so I did the research afterwards. But that's the sort of thing it's about. There may be something about an amazing female pirate that you've never even heard of before from China, or it may be about another particular favorite of mine is Marie Antoinette's wedding dress was one of the most expensive fashion disasters in history. There's the time when Saint Francis of Assisi, yes, really that famous one, went on one of the crusades and went ahead of the crusade to go to the head of the Muslims in Egypt to try and convert him and the entire of Egypt to Christianity. Didn't work so well, that one. There are other things like during World War II and just before World War II, we are all aware of Nazi sort of breeding programs and their quest for blood purity and things like that. And so they invented basically a Nazi super cow. That's a real thing. They're called heck cows. So you get the idea. There's lots of weird and wonderful stuff in it, and the feedback was great, but it didn't sell particularly well. And in the breakdown of all this, it's like, well, why? Why did everybody who got a copy of it for free love it, and yet why didn't it sell? And the debate basically, the conclusion landed on the fact that, look, for hardback books, you got to sort of shift £18-19, you know, $20 for those sorts of books, in which case you probably want something a bit worthy. And indeed, my next book that's coming out in the new year is my first full history book in years, more on that later, and it's going to come out in hardback first. But if you want the sort of lighter side of history, probably you want it a bit cheaper and a bit more fun, a bit more throwaway almost. So, hoping that the paperback version of Forgotten History, if all this sounds like fun, if you kind of like the banter style that me and Greg have, probably like Forgotten History. But I also want to point out that I'm still promoting my first self-published historical novel, Silent Crossroads, the story of Harry Woods, the only British soldier who fought in both world wars for both sides. Now, we did a whole podcast about that, and again, I've had a lot of love, a lot of inquiries, but because it's self-published, guys, I do need a little bit of love from you guys too. If you've downloaded it, you can actually download it in some form or another. If you're a member of Amazon Prime, I think you can get it for free in like the Kindle library type thing. More than 400 people have downloaded that. Thank you very much. But has that equated to 400 reviews on Amazon? No. So, look, if you got it for free, can I just ask, please put up a review. It all helps spread the word. And if you are thinking about, oh, do you know what? I'd like to support the podcast, or I'd like to support Gem, or I'd like to support History Gems. The ebook version is basically about £1. I think it's $1.40. It's less than a cup of coffee. And, you know, why not grab a copy? The feedback I've got, mainly from women, actually, is it's a really good read, good drama. Yes, there's action in there. We're talking about two world wars and intervening years as well, but there's the core of it's a family drama with some action, with some twisting, turning storyline. So there you go. The two books I'm pointing out at the moment. Forgotten History. You want some proper history. Lots of little nuggets. Check that out. If you want a good rip-roaring historical novel, I guess in the style of something like Birdsong, Captain Corelli's Mandolin, then check out Silent Crossroads, available on Amazon. Thanks for listening. More proper history stuff next Tuesday and beyond with Greg. Thanks for listening.